5773 to dispatch.
Yeah, well, what's got you tied up there?
So I have someone trying to load in their wheelchair, and I already have another wheelchair. And then I have this lady with her cart that has her Trump sign that says she wants the ADA lady to wait outside. Why can't she just catch the next bus? And I already asked her to make room and priority seating, but she says she can just wait for the next bus because her cart won't fold up.
Okay, I sort of followed all of that. But the bottom line is your ADA section is full. You don't have room for anybody else, correct?
It's not full. There is room. I can make room if she lets me move the cart somewhere else. I can't leave an ADA person outside for this cart. No, you don't tell me to shut up and go. You can get off. That's disrespectful. You've already been in my passenger spaces. It doesn't matter. I didn't ask you to do that. I said move the cart. You don't do that and get in everybody's face. Are you serious? This lady is in this man in a wheelchair space acting all kinds of disrespectful because she doesn't want to move her cart. She's out of control. And this is not the first time. Last time I drove to 57, she did the same stuff.
Okay, so it kind of sounds like everybody is on the bus right now. Nobody's outside of it.
Never mind, she's getting off the bus.
So who's getting off the bus? The person with the cart who's the problem or somebody else?
Yeah, the cart lady is getting off, the one that keeps getting in everyone's face.
Okay, so as soon as she gets off, then we're going to be good to go?
Yep, I'm leaving her right here at this stop.
Okay, copy that. And what was she intentionally putting her cart in the way? Is that what was going on?
Yes, and this is not the first time. This is the same lady all the time. She calls in the treatment every day to complain. She really doesn't feel that ADA has a priority over her cart, and that's ridiculous.
Okay, well, how do we know she's not ADA? I mean, is she improperly storing the cart, or is she just in the ADA area with the cart?
So when I pulled up to the stop, she purposely got out of the seat she was in and moved to another seat just so the person in the ADA couldn't get on the bus. So that's how I purposely know that I'm not storytelling on her. She purposely moved seats. That's how I know.
Okay, copy that. Yeah, it just sounds like she wants to get a rise out of you. That's what it kind of sounds like, especially if you have a history with her.
I'm not the only driver. I mean, I've seen her. We've already talked to her several times in the Forest Grove Transit Center. This lady is just too much, and it's every day. I hate driving this route, but it's okay. The lady who might be here, we're all good to go. Thank you for helping, and you have a great one.
All right, you too. And we'll be clear, 11:30.